Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mic on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today, I wanted to give you something that I've been learning more and more lately. You know, I'm a huge fan of the book, The Secret, but I did myself a favor because I know I learn better this way. I learn better by hearing. And so I downloaded The Secret onto my iPhone. So I got the audio book. And man, oh man, oh man, what a smart move that really was for me, because I know how I learn. You know, I do very well with visual. When I can see what it is that I'm after or how to do something, I do it better. And when I'm listening, I learn better like that. I wish I had known that about myself in college and stuff like that, where I didn't do so well. If I could have learned that that's the way I learned, I would have used more tools to help me. But let's just say I figured it out. And so I'm grateful for that. And I was listening to the audio portion of this book, and I've been learning so much more. I've rephrased a lot of it to fit how I think and more of how I talk. And I just wanted to share that with you this morning, man. It might help you out a great deal. And one of the things that my mother had always taught me, and because it's a spiritual thing with my mother's, it's a biblical reference to my mother. And the book, The Secret, grabbed that principle and uses it very well. And it's gratitude. I want to run this by you every day. You know what I started doing? I started spending my every waking moment being thankful, showing gratitude. Now, in the book, it says to put that out there in the universe. But if you're waking up and you're saying thank you, I mean, who are you saying thank you to? I mean, let's be real here. That universe was created by God. That is my belief. That's the majority of people's belief that I know. I'm not knocking you if you don't believe that. Do you? Let me know how that work out for you, though. But so my thank you is to my Heavenly Father, as is a lot of yours. But here's the thing. I started saying thank you from the time I wake up till I go in the bathroom, till I shower, till I dress, till I get in my van, till I get to work, while I'm on the elevator, until I sit down and crack the mic. Now, somebody might say, man, that's a lot of time. No, hold up, man. Hold up. It's really not. because what it does for you, it does more for you than for anyone else. This is about you. Showing gratitude and being grateful is for you. And let me tell you what it does. When I started doing this, man, it started changing my day. It started changing my attitude towards the day. So when the difficulties of the day began, they were nothing to me because I was so filled with gratitude. I'm talking about continuous thanks for all things. You cannot run out of things to be grateful for. Not if you fine-tune your gratitude. Not if you do it in a way where you're being very specific about what you're grateful for. When you wake up and you're grateful for waking up, when you're grateful for the ability to move today, when you are grateful for the fact that you have solid thoughts right now, that you are in your right mind, when you start thanking him for the flexibility that you feel in the morning and the stiffness, and as it wears off as you start moving around, that's another reason to be grateful, that you have a shower to take, that there are many people who don't have a place to shower. The fact that you're brushing your teeth, the fact that you have somewhere to go, the fact that your job may not be ideally the job you want, but you have a job to go to, that you have a measure of health, that you have a place to go and get a cool drink of water to start your day, or you can make a cup of coffee, or the fact that you can grab yourself a yogurt on the way out the door, and the fact that you have a way to get to work, whether it's on the subway, the bus, the cab, or you have the wherewithal to walk to work, or you driving to work in whatever kind of car it is, that you have a place to be, to provide. When you start really fine-tuning your gratitude, it is amazing, man. And what it does is it puts you in a state of mind that is so uplifting to you that it is the perfect way to start your day. Y'all think I'm clowning with you here? I am not. Try it. Try it. You are what you think. So you start the day off as this grateful creature, this grateful person, this grateful soul. You start your day off as grateful. Man, oh man, oh man, how good is that? And it just spirals throughout your day and it puts you in a great mood. My mood has totally changed. I'm not a bad mood person anyway, but you know, when my day starts getting heavy, man, sometimes it get on me, man. Because, I mean, I'm from the time I wake up till I go home at night. Can you imagine having somebody move you around all day? What it would feel like to have somebody making you accountable for every single moment of your day. The moment you stop to take a breath, somebody finds that as an opportunity to spend a moment with you, because to them it's just a minute, but they don't know all the minutes that's occupied in your day. Imagine that. So I try to steal some minutes here, steal some minutes there. But now, man, it don't jump on me that way. You know what I'm saying? I got to take some time to myself throughout the day. So as soon as I get off the air, I take a 20-minute break before I go to my briefing to start my talk show. You say 20 minutes ain't nothing. It ain't, but it's all I got. And I use it to shut myself down, meditate, have a quiet moment, become even more thankful. But I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everything because, man, I have a show, too, that keeps me busy. I have a radio show that keeps me busy. I got another TV. I'm just grateful for all of it, man. And what happens is, let me share this with you. It changes your focus because now your focus is not on what you don't have. Your focus is on what you do have. Do you understand that amazing turnaround in your life if you can make that one, folks? When you change that focus through gratitude, you then open up the pathways for more stuff to come to you. A lot of us are blocking our blessings today because we ain't grateful for the ones we have. See, we so busy. We so busy telling God and putting out in the universe what we don't have, what we ain't got, that we no longer are receptive to things that we could have. You have now blocked all your blessings from coming because your focus is not on the come, it's to what you ain't got. So how can more blessings come your way? How can more good things come your way? How can positive things start happening to you if your focus is on the negative things? If your focus is on the things that you don't have? If your focus is on what you're lacking instead of what the abundance that you have and what you expect more of? If you change your gratitude, you change your attitude, and it changes your altitude. Man, use your gratitude to change your attitude, which then affects your altitude. Do you feel me now? Come on, man. Ain't that a good thing? I've had to rework it to the way I say it, but man, that's been so helpful for me. Every day. Start your day that way. Just try it. Try it starting now. Or you want to get a fresh start, do it tomorrow morning. But watch what happens to you, okay? It's going to amazingly revolutionize the way you face your day. Okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Waddell Henderson, Rayford Pacman Quartet. I said that can't nobody and nobody do me like you. Nobody do me like the Lord, do me like the Lord. I said can't nobody do me like Jesus, do me like Jesus. There ain't nobody. There ain't nobody alive that can do me like Jesus. That was an original arrangement by me and my cousin. We are still working on the preliminaries of it, but that is going to be a major hit. That's a new arrangement that we're working on. Let the church say amen.
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 Amen again.
You say so.
Amen again.
Amen again.
Amen. What's happening, y'all? Everybody good? Shirley?
Yes,
yes, I'm good, Steve. Good morning to you and everyone.
Wonderful, Carla.
Good morning, Harvey. What's up, crew? What's
good,
up?
Good. Junior.
Morning, Unc. Morning.
Fool number one.
Filthy, rich, billionaire uncle.
Yeah, billionaire.
What a baby.
Oh, friend of mine.
Is she finished? I never know. I never know when the intro's
just
done.
Just when you hear the
space. Go change it.
Change it. What up, Steve? How you doing, man?
Yeah, man, I'm good.
Just get in there.
In a good mood today?
Yeah.
Grateful?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah. How you doing, man? How you
holding up? Pretty good, man. I'm pretty good, man. I feel all right, you know. Mm-hmm. Finished taping the Apollo. I'm here today again. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Standing in the land of the living, alive and well, enclosed in my right mind, that is sufficient for me.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Go right there. Amen.
Yes. It go right there.
Amen. Go right there. Amen.
It go right there. 30 seconds already. I can't believe that. 4 minutes of nothing.
Well, you sang. You opened with a hymn.
I can't believe that's over already. That remind me of the show we used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Shirley, what we got going on this morning?
Oh, we got something funny. Something funny is coming up from the fellas.
Well, I got a good one then. Y'all want to ask the CEO? We'll decide that later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Something funny today is, of course, Ask the CEO. CEO, our fearless leader, the one and only Steve Harvey, who's got the first question for the CEO.
You go, no, you go.
Different kind of CEO.
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah, yeah. This ain't your regular type of CEO.
No, that's a different kind of fella.
Well, we were talking amongst ourselves about overtime.
Yes.
About overtime. Are we going to get paid double or time and a half for overtime?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
so
it's a black-owned business, though.
Yeah.
Well,
what does that have to do with it?
It's a different kind
There's
of
that.
The law is the law. Yeah. Labor
overtime
laws
is overtime,
the labor laws.
Right.
They don't care.
Well, one thing about this segment right here is ask the CEO. This ain't proposed nothing. Check with him. If you put this in the form of a question, we can start it. Now, what is it you're trying to ask me about this overtime?
I was just going to ask you, sir, overtime. We were
Big eyed lady, go ahead.
Okay, right here. We're discussing it amongst ourselves. We've been asked on several occasions to work overtime, but when we ask about the payment, we get no answer. So I'm asking you directly, sir, will we be getting paid for our overtime?
First of all, ain't no more discussing nothing amongst yourselves around here.
But that's
a new policy just got started today.
We work together. We can't talk amongst ourselves.
You can talk. You can't discuss nothing.
You can't tell us that.
See that? See, no, yeah, I just did. See, that's different. If y'all talking, that's about, you know, basketball wives, you know, scandal, you know what folk talk about, water cooler talk. To discuss something is to bring up issues and concerns about this job. We don't do that in here. So now, as far as overtime go, if you don't finish your work like you supposed to in the designated set of time, and you have to stay to finish it, who damn fault is that?
The person that assigned all the work.
Yeah. All the work.
Get it done in the 8.
Okay. But if it's too much,
it's extra. Right. Yeah, right. You give us extra.
Well, if it's
work.
Too much, then we need some different kind of people in here, don't we?
Yeah, maybe more to help out.
Why are you so angry, CEO?
Oh, what's the word?
Oh, there's no anger here.
You own a company. What you mad about?
I have a question there.
No, it's not. Ain't nobody mad. This is how I talk.
You talk
same thing about that memo. That's just how I talk.
Did you have a question?
I know it's not going to go well, but I'm going to put it
new
out
dude,
anyway.
Go ahead.
New dude. I've been here. How long would you say I've been here?
New dude.
I'm trying to get my question out,
sir. 6 weeks. Yeah,
about maybe 6-7 weeks. From day one, there's been a threat on me to be sent back to my old job.
Oh,
which is it's really kind of making me uncomfortable. First of all, I can't go back.
That's the
first thing.
Oh yeah, then there's
yeah,
that.
There's some things that have been said here, right here, that have made it uncomfortable or impossible, so to speak, for me to go back. So what I'm asking the CEO, could you please stop saying you're gonna send me back, okay? Because I'm not going back there.
Uh-huh.
I might not. I might leave here. You might get rid of me here, but I'm not going back there.
Oh, that's well, see what you don't understand is.
Speak up, co-worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Love it.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
just what I asked y'all not to do.
I didn't ask him to clap.
Well, we agreed with
we
you.
Are.
Thank
we
you,
with the union.
Well, look here. When I'm referring back to go back over there, you don't have to go back to your last place of employment.
Yeah.
You can get back to making pants in a damn hotel room the night for a show if you want to.
That's not
maybe that's what the back there I'm talking about.
None of that's going to go down.
That's not nice,
that's
CEO.
That's not going down.
That's not nice.
We running a company here, Lil Man.
Okay, first of all, let me ask my question. And I'm not Lil Man, so watch how you talking to me.
But I see you talking back right after I say Lil Man.
But I know you saying it to me, but I'm just saying I'm not. Okay, let me say this.
Okay, cool. All right, watch it. Don't nobody say nothing but Lil Man.
So
don't you think if you live in the big millions and millions of dollar home and drive all these fancy cars that we should at least be living somewhat similar to you?
Oh, and you ain't tried that?
Oh, I'm trying it, but I haven't succeeded.
Oh, you throw parties at the chateau. The CEO don't get invited because you want to flex and be flossy in front of everybody. Ordering caviar all out of town. Got yourself Rolls Royce right after that ragged ass Maserati. Got yourself a Rolls Royce. Put it on the you put that on Instagram.
You made this personal, CEO.
Oh, because you tried to attack me and my hard work. I must now expose you and your hard work, little Rich.
I have a question.
Go ahead, lady.
Ooh, good luck. What's the matter?
And you will address our ladies by their name, sir.
I have a question. All right, here we go. Summertime is here. Mm-hmm. What do you think about maybe putting together a company barbecue or picnic, and we can have, play softball games and do team building exercises and come together? What do you think about that, sir?
Good. Rent a park, organize it, and bring your own barbecue when park y'all want to do it.
Are you going to give me a budget?
Is there a budget to do this?
Yeah.
What do you need a budget for?
To pay for the park permit. You said rent the park, and then we got to pay for
catering. I didn't ask for a company barbecue.
I know, but you said we could have one, so we need a budget.
All right. How much y'all want to spend?
About $5,000,
maybe. $5,000.
$6,000.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Nothing to
Carla, you. Carla, Shirley, Jr., Tommy, Jay. That's five people. That's about $1,000 a piece. How that budget sound?
Great. Wait. Out of our pocket?
You got to pay for it.
Did he okay it? Is
that a yes?
No. My secretary didn't tell him. I got a phone call.
All right, Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank Back is next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is coming up with today's headlines, of course, but right now it is time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Run it back.
Yeah, surely it's a change for 100. Change for 100. You got it? Anybody got change?
Yeah.
Change for 100? Trying to get that change. Talk. Anybody got change for 100? That's all I'm asking.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
Speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, speaking. This is Regina.
Okay. Hey, you did a bachelor party for me and my boys like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sean, you remember Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, when you was doing a lot of lap dances at night, you remember that?
Yes. So how did you get my number? How can I help you? You need a party done? I mean, what do you need?
Okay, well no, it ain't nothing like that. I was saying, you know, you did a lot of lap dances. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well listen, you know, that night I was at the party, you did some lap dances for me. But
okay.
What I wanted to tell you was that the lap dances you had did was, the lap dances were $10, am I right?
Right, you would be correct, yes.
Okay.
They were $10.
The lap dances were $10, but I thought I gave you a $10 bill when I really gave you $100.
Okay.
So, you know, the reason why I called you was I'm trying to get that $90 back.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. First of all, how did you get my number?
Well, the dude that,
Who was dude?
That threw the back, you know, the guy that hooked y'all up as far as doing the bachelor, Billy. Billy the one that got y'all to come and do the bachelorette party.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to, you know, tell you is that I got the number from him.
Okay.
And he told me that I could call you and try to just talk to you about it.
Okay. And you want me to give
I gave
$90.
You, I had tipped you. I was really finna pay you $10, but it was a $100 bill. So what I'm saying to you is that I want to get the other $90 back.
I'm not giving you no damn $90.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you your damn $90. Hell, when
Hold on. I don't even think you understand. I wasn't trying to give you all that money at one time. I need to get that money back from you.
I don't think you understand.
$10. That's it. the other $90 blown to be. I ain't get my change back from you.
I'm not giving you no change back. That $90 was a damn tip. I'm not giving you back.
Don't nobody be giving you no damn $100 at one time. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Then you should watch what you was doing. Cause you should.
You're gonna give me my $90. Look, I done already told you. I wasn't even trying to give you this money. I was trying to give you. I was trying to give you $10. That's what I was trying to give you.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. You're not getting nothing. Hell, you should be at home with your wife and your kids.
Hey, lady, listen. You don't even understand what's going on right here.
Lady, my, you should have been there.
I wasn't trying to. Wasn't nobody trying to give you no money. This is a misunderstanding. I need to get my $100 back. Now, look, I'm already saying I was given 10, but 90 of that belonged to me.
I'm not giving you no damn man. Have you lost your mind? You calling me, waking me up, talking about giving you $90. I'm not giving you back. Have you lost your mind?
I'm going to give you a tip, but I ain't giving you no $90 tip.
You did. You got no
$100. I'm giving you a $10. Hey, lady, look. I'm not going to sit here and go at it with you all this. Look, I want to get my $90 back from you.
No, first of all, if you call me late one more time, I'm going to come find you and kick your ass. Second of all, I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Thanks for the tip. You should have been there the first place, like I said. Keep your at home next time.
Hey, lady, so on the real, I ain't trying to go back and forth with you. I'm saying is it's been a mistake. I wasn't trying to give you no $100. All right, so when I give you a $100 bill, that was a mistake. I just want my money back. Ain't nobody tripping with you. Give me my money back.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. I'm not giving you back. That's your problem. You need to go home and tell your wife what you did with that extra $90.
Say, you know, I'm not trying to get your whooped. I told you I want my $90 back.
I'm not giving you a thing. I'm not going to come find me then. Come find me. Come find me. Come find me then. If you want
to get $90,
come find me.
Say, I'm trying to be nice to you. You're not trying to get your behind $90. I want my money from you.
What my? I want you with my. I want you to don't you bring your up in here. I'm going to give you some out there. It'll be no damn $90. I bet you that one.
When are you going to pay me my $90?
I'm not giving you no damn $90. Don't ask me that. No. No, I'm not giving you no $90. Thank you for the damn tip. You ain't getting.
You gonna give me my $90. You gonna do that?
You don't come in here for that. I really want your change back. Please, you better get your off my phone before I come cut your. What the do you think I am? Don't call me with that.
Hey, I got one more thing I want to tell you. You listen to me.
Hell no, I'm still listening to your podcast.
Are you listening to me? I got one more thing I need to say to you.
No, you didn't kiss my.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Hell no, don't call me with that. I ain't listening to you. I don't give a damn what you got to say. You can kiss my with your punk.
I said, I got one more thing to say to you. Are you
what
listening
you
to
say?
Me?
What you got to say? What is it? What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Tommy.
Don't
make you get your killed. I'm gonna cut you in.
You alright, baby? Are you alright?
Yeah, I'll be alright when I kick your ass and that'd be good.
Hey, keep it stupid, baby. Stupid is going to Dallas June 30th. It's a time to laugh at MegaFest, located at K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. It's getting close. June 30th is going down. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlet, hosted by yours truly. And the headliner is the one and only Cedric the Entertainer. Tickets on sale right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, she's not pregnant. She's not pregnant, okay? Halle Berry disputes pregnancy rumors. Despite what you may have heard, Halle Berry isn't expecting baby number 3. The Mirror, Hollywood Life, and Vibe have all reported similar stories claiming that Halle reveals she was pregnant by holding a baby bump during a red carpet appearance at the 16th annual Chrysalis Butterfly Ball in Los Angeles. A rep for Halle denies all these stories, explaining that Halle is not pregnant and any report otherwise is simply untrue. Halle is already mom to 9-year-old Nala. That's a daughter. And, of course, she had her with her model actor boyfriend, Gabriel Aubrey. And then she has a 3-year-old son from her marriage to Olivier Martinez. For her part, Halle was, she responded via Instagram, posting a very sexy snap shot of herself yesterday saying, "Can a girl have steak and fries?
It's beer good. That's what she got.
Can she have some steak and fries?
You know, whatever you want.
I'm not pregnant. It's steak and fries.
Oh, Halle, yeah.
That's it.
Can you make get off feel me. Good?
What happened when you had babies?
Good.
Tell them.
Yeah. Can you make me feel good?
All right, Miss Ann is here. She'll be up next with our news headlines. And we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Miss Ann is coming up with our national news and headlines. But before we go to Miss Ann, please let's welcome, ladies and gentlemen, our newest affiliate and family member, WHSL-FM. Hot 107.7, the People Station in Butler, Alabama.
Butler, Alabama.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
You been
Butler,
there?
Butler, Alabama.
I've been there. Where, man? What y'all finna ask?
Where Butler at,
then? I was on ask you,
Butler's in Alabama.
Okay.
Close to Meridian, Mississippi. It's sort of close to the Alabama line, but you got to come down. Got to come down off 17.
He's a GPS.
You can get down off 17, and you can get in there off of. Now, this is really crazy, though, because you can get to Butler off of Route 10, and that's very rare because they got an Interstate 10 down there. But you can get off of Route 10. Off of 20.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the biggest city it's close to is Meridian, Mississippi. But if you keep going south, you get to Mobile.
Not far from Pritchard.
So how does he know?
We've been on. We drove all in places.
Yeah.
I promise you I'd have been.
Not driven.
No, we drove.
There's a difference.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell you what, look it up. You'll see.
Yeah. Butler, Alabama.
You got it, Steve.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, all you got to do is you can call either one of them off that 20.
Wow.
Well, welcome.
A voice for GPS. Yeah.
No, you don't want him giving directions. Turn here, fool! Turn here!
GPS, that will cuss you out, but it will
No,
get
you don't bad. Need him to be a GPS.
What is it, Tommy? What is it?
The
nephew?
GPS that will cuss you out, but we will get you there.
So, welcome, Butler, Alabama. Right. Welcome, the People's Station.
What the hell is your ass turning here for? What the hell did I just tell your ass? I said left right here on Martin Luther King. That's why you're going to be late, because your ass don't know.
You do not need the Steve Harvey
rerouting won't do.
Rerouting. Did I tell you to go this way?
Okay.
Did I tell you to go this way?
Oh, no, ain't no reroute. Once you on my GPS and you make a long turn, your ass lost now. Because I told you.
Yeah, there you go.
His mind just says rerouting. That's it.
Oh, so you going to turn the way you want to turn. All right, find it your damn self.
No.
Bet you won't, mate.
Oh, I said it. Oh, just F me then. F me. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
GPS, the S stands for Steve.
Didn't I say make a right by McDonald's? Didn't I say it? Boo, you stupid.
GPS makes you nervous.
Stop right here. I got to pee.
But people would buy it. People would buy the Steve GPS.
Yeah, they would.
Steve, yeah, they we ought to do that one.
They definitely would.
let's patent that because he gonna do it.
Yeah, we got somebody get the money.
Oh yeah,
right now.
Oh
right
yeah,
right now. Let's put a patent on because he gonna do it, and then we ain't gonna get nothing.
All right, Steve. Let's go
Ladies
to Miss Ann.
Gentlemen, she's here. The lovely and talented Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, British police have released the name of the third assailant in Saturday's terrorist attack on London Bridge, and they say he was a 22-year-old Moroccan from Italy named Youssef Zogba. Now, Italian police say they stopped this guy Zogba last year and prevented him from flying to Turkey on his way to Syria. And Italian officials also say that they warned the UK about Zogba. Britain's intelligence agency, MI5, though, is disputing that claim. So there's going to be an investigation about that, who they knew and what they knew, and did somebody actually tell them about this guy?
Meanwhile, somewhere.
This, you know, it's got a trail. It's a trail everywhere. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Theresa May is taking issue with President Trump's tweets that have been very, very critical of London's Mayor Sadiq Khan's response to Saturday's attack.
I think Donald Trump was wrong in the things that he has said about Sadiq Khan. We have, in the aftermath of the London Bridge attack, we have been working with Sadiq Khan. Party politics are put to one side. We work together.
Even so, the yet-to-be unscheduled UK visit by Trump is expected to take place when Trump gets around to it, I guess. The chief accuser in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby took the stand yesterday. Andrea Constant told jurors in suburban Philly that the actor and comedian gave her drugs that left her paralyzed, helpless, and then sexually assaulted her at his home in 2004. Constant says she met Cosby when she was working for the women's basketball team at Cosby's alma mater, Temple University, and says they were friends for more than a year before the alleged assault. Cosby's lawyer said he asked Constant, why did you take so long to say anything, and why did you continue your friendship with Cosby after he allegedly sexually assaulted you? Mm. In Delaware, officials say that a 17-year-old girl convicted in the school bathroom attack that left a pretty 16-year-old classmate dead has been sentenced to 6 months in a juvenile facility. You may remember this case. 17-year-old convicted of the criminally negligent homicide last year and the death of Amy Joyner Francis, who was beaten and kicked in the head in the girl's bathroom by several girls. Another 17-year-old girl was convicted of helping to plan the attack, and she received 18 months probation and 300 hours of community service. No word from Amy Joyner Francis's family as to whether they feel satisfied or vindicated by those
probation and how much? 6 months.
And because they're teenagers, but the child is dead. The ride-hailing company Uber firing some 20 people, reprimanding dozens more, and hiring lawyers to investigate allegations of sexual harassment, bullying, and other misconduct in the workplace. Harvard University taking back its offer of admission to at least 10 incoming freshmen because of the, quote, offensive and racially charged memes they made in a private online chat room. Like we were saying, Steve, that's always a record of what you do. Harvard's admission says that, hey, Harvard has reserved the right to withdraw offers of admission to under various conditions, including if an admitting student has bad behavior or looks like they're not honest, mature, or have moral character. 20 minutes after the hour for Eugene the Butterfly and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, it is that time for the butterfly.
Hey, Shirley, before I introduce the butterfly, can you and I get back
I can to barely being... hear you, sir.
I said, before I introduce the butterfly, can you and I get back to being friends?
Not in the middle of my segment, y'all can't. Y'all going to have to be friends after this.
This is not the time.
But this is
Shirley.
Not the time. I don't have a
Shirley. For me.
Yes, Steve.
I am asking you.
Okay, in that tone?
You done made her mad.
Okay, Eugene.
Don't nobody like you.
Eugene.
They gotta call you Big Brother Piss Off, because you be pissing people off.
Gene. Can't say that on the radio.
I'm sorry, you be making people mad. You be making people mad. You be making people mad.
Is this your next. What your segment is about?
Now,
is that it?
Now, I have a segment. You was trying to apologize. I was just...
No, well, right now, you've wasted a lot of time. And we're seriously considering taking your segment from you.
There you go. Mad again. Look at
ain't
you.
Ain't no problem. Don't care if you're mad at me. I come in here too.
You know
make
what?
You mad.
Let my segment be this thing, but I do have something. Why are you so angry, Steven? What is it? Why you have so much aggression?
Tommy, let me.
No. Call me by my name.
Call you Tommy.
You call me no damn Tommy. Tommy. No, call me by my name. Because I'm not no Tommy.
Man, I ain't you.
Nah.
Y'all didn't have that discussion amongst yourselves, but the rest of us know better.
They just did.
Oh, I am who I am.
And I am who I am. So now what? Don't get me started on you. Anyway, I'm on your uncle right now. Harvey, why are you so angry in the morning? What is it when you wake up?
I think it's having to work with people like you.
But do our rich people wake up mad? Why are you so mad? What's all the aggression for? You wake up, you get out of your $10,000-$15,000 bed. You put your...
I think you have to have a certain level of aggression to make it in life. You got to be a little dogged about it.
But all the other millionaires not mad like you. You just angry. Well,
it's hard to work with you sometimes because of your level of talent.
Oh my God, man. Okay, you about to upset me now. What do you mean by my level of talent?
Maybe I shouldn't say your level of talent. But maybe I should say the lack of talent.
Oh. I am a very talented.
Because it's not even at a level yet.
No, I'm a very talented person. Now you're not gonna disrespect me.
No, I'm not. Right? But what are you talented at?
I'm a very funny person.
No, you're not.
You're going to make me... You're going to make me get hard.
Okay, that was funny.
You're going to make me get hard.
That was good that time.
My name ain't no Tommy. Now, that make me get hard and rough, because I can get down with
that
you.
That could never happen.
I put this bass up in my... Come on with it. Come on with it.
All right, coming up, Butterfly. J. Anthony Brown will murder yet another hit. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, introduce your boy and his Murder the Hit segment.
No, Shirley.
It's like, don't nobody want to work with me? What y'all saying?
No, yeah, you fine.
I like
you're
working fine. With you, Jay.
Shirley and I are going to squash this beef right now.
We have no beef.
Shirley, you are angry with me?
No,
what
I'm
do
not
we
angry.
Need to do to move this forward?
Money.
Bag of 20s. You like a nice bag of 20s?
Big bag.
A nice healthy bag of 20s. I'm not mad no more.
You ready, Jay?
Yes, I'm so ready.
Shirley.
Yes.
Answer me. Respond appropriately.
To what, Steve?
You heard me, Shirley. You're not a slow person. Respond
not
to
at
me.
All.
I'm trying to murder the hits.
This is Jay's time. We're taking away from Jay. What we
I'm
have
about Jay? Jay, the new man.
We're supposed to respect.
Now, he couldn't play the songs over there. We let him play more than he played. Hey, we let him talk behind him.
There
too.
You go again.
And
in front. He's doing it again. He's doing it again.
Go ahead, Jay. What you got, man?
All right, here we go. This is the Murder Hit. This is by Boys to Men. Boys to Men.
Oh,
that song was End of the Road.
Oh, love
my
it.
Song, mm-hmm. My song is totally different. When you come to the end of the loaf. Check it out.
You know, baby, when you left me the end slice like that, I thought that was mighty low down. And I just want to sing about it right now. Even with some jelly and some jam on both sides, the end slice of bread's the worst part, and you know I'm not lying. Some folks think it's funny to leave you the last slice. Or nothing but crumbs in a bag, and you know that's not right. Mom made gravy tonight, and you can't stop it right with that old crusty bread. So I might start a fight. Don't know what to do, but maybe I'll try. Can't go to the 7-Eleven, cause that bread too damn high. We come to the end of the loaf, and the store is low. It's unnatural, bread or wheat or rye, to eat bread that old. Oh, we come, baby, come to the end of the loaf, baby. You know what you do me like that, baby.
I'll be singing that all day.
Really,
I'm so damn ignorant.
You can't make a sandwich. You got the end of the loaf.
That last piece.
You know what cracks me up, though? You really are singing, though.
Yeah, I'm really.
You're really singing.
All the way in it.
Uh-huh.
Put your hands in the air, though.
Yeah.
Baby, don't do it like that.
Wheat or rye.
So wrong for that.
Everybody been there.
Everybody been there, man. I be damn. Number one slice of bread, the end loaf.
Yeah.
The
I grew to like ends. Yeah. I'd have made a lot of peanut butter sandwiches with the end.
With the end?
Yeah, and grew to love it. I considered it mo bread. Because you could chew it longer.
You're absolutely right.
All right, we'll be back with the nephew's prank phone call right after this jam.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, today's strawberry letter. It's going to be a good one, you can bet. But first, it's the nephew's time for prank phone call. Come on, nephew.
You can't come back to church.
Mm-mm. Who
are
you talking to?
Wait, what?
Wow. You can't come back to church.
Why not?
Wow.
Attitude. So judgmental.
What?
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 Anybody upset about it?
No.
You are.
No. You can't come back to church.
Such anger.
Oh, no. I know.
Look who's talking. Yeah,
hello.
Hello.
I'm trying to reach Sister Charisse Mayfield.
Who is this?
Deacon Bounds from the church.
Deacon who?
Bounds from the
From our church?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
From here. Can you hear me good? This old phone don't work. We're good.
Yeah, my phone okay.
Okay, that I called and the deacon board didn't have a meeting as well as Pastor and they didn't have a meeting, and they come to the understanding that they're going to ask you to not come to church right now because about that them boys of yours, Eric and James, being in jail the way they is, and want you to just, I don't know if they're going to suspend you from church right now, but they think it put a bad look on the church.
My kids being in jail put a bad look on the church?
Well, that's what they come up with. Now we didn't have a meeting with the deacon board and with Pastor Stoves.
I don't understand why y'all have a meeting about my kids in the church. Well, what my kids got to do with the church?
Well, what we're trying to do is show a good example to the youth that we got there.
Okay, you can show a good example by me being there paying my tithes and offering.
Well, that's another thing that's been brought to our attention that we're going to be calling a lot of members about is people not paying the tithes the way they supposed to.
I pay my tithes. I don't know who told you that, Deacon Barnes. I don't even know, first of all, who you are, and I'm not trying to be mean to you. And I don't even understand how you even got my phone number.
Well, now
I pay my tithes. I pay my offering. Go on your computer at the church. Call your secretary or whoever.
Well, let me ask you this, Sister Mayfield. Do you pay your tithes according to what you make?
Yes, I do. Check the books.
Well. Now, what it is, we can't check the books if we don't know exactly what you make. Is what I'm saying.
What I make. It's my business between me and Jesus. I give him his 10%, and that's all Mars Hill needs to know.
I understand exactly where you come from, but now the main issue on the table is about these boys and being, disrupted the way they are. They don't want that to be to bleed over into the youth choir.
Wait a minute. First of all, I would appreciate if you would have Pastor to tell me this himself. And then second of all, if somebody, kids, is having trouble in the world or whatever, y'all supposed to pray for them, not put them at the church or their mama.
Well, we gonna pray for, and we gonna pray for you too. But we don't want this to shed over to the youth that we got that's doing good with this.
Well, I'm gonna keep coming. y'all can't stop me from coming to the church. I'm going to keep coming. So I don't know who you talking to. And you tell Pastor to call me himself and tell me I can't come to Hill. And you have nobody calling me telling me that I can't come to Hill. That is a free church.
I'm going to get the pastor called.
Well, you get the pastor to call me because you have no business calling me, telling me that I can't come to God's house.
Well, Sister Mayfield, I don't want you to get in no uproar with me.
I'm not getting angry with nobody. I don't work 18, 16 hours today. I don't have time for nobody calling me, telling me that I can't come to a church that I pay my tithes and offering at. Not that I own the church. I pay my tithes because that's due to God. But y'all really making me upset by telling me I can't come there because of my kids in their troubles.
Where was you this past Sunday you wasn't there?
I wasn't at church because I had overslept. And why is that any of your business?
Now, there you go being in uproar with me again.
I don't know who this is. How could you call somebody about church business over the phone? This don't make sense.
Sister Mayfield. Hello?
Yeah.
One more thing. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you just got pranked. I got you.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. How you going? Sorry. But y'all bogus. Y'all is so funny. I'm like, who is this guy? We talking about church beer.
You know what I like about you, though?
What?
Ain't nobody going to keep you out the Lord's house. You're going to show up and show out every Sunday.
Every Sunday, I'm coming to church in the name of Jesus.
I know that's right, baby.
Well, thank you.
Hey, baby, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
What's the baddest radio show in the land?
Now, do you even have to ask me that? The Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby.
Yay, yay.
Like too much.
Big church lad. Uh-huh. Little deep church
lad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And speaking of church, it's going down at Mega Fest. Oh, my God. June the 30th. You do not want to miss it. A Time to Laugh comedy show. It's the one and only hosted by me, Nephew Tommy, and the headline is Cedric the Entertainer. It is a comedy show you do not want to miss. All clean, all classy, all laid out. It's
Tommy.
All of that. Me and Sid is all of it. Yes, sir.
Tommy.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's up, Angry? Talk to me.
Is Eugene performing at Megaphone?
Steve, we've been going back and forth with that. I just don't know, man. I don't know if he's ready for that kind of crowd. I don't know.
That crowd ready for him.
We have discussed.
It's going to be packed, man.
I know. 5,000-6,000 deep. I'm not sure if he I don't know.
What you know, he's always said he's the best act.
You second.
I said he's done well, Junior. I don't know if he's really ready. Y'all think I should give him a shot, huh?
Yeah, I think
that's
you
your call.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you told him he wasn't performing?
No, I ain't done that.
Uh-oh.
I think I will tomorrow. As a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, you know you're going to do it on.
Hey, Carla, go out there and get Eugene.
Okay. Eugene!
I knew it. I knew she was going to yell out there. I knew she was going to yell. She was going to holler it
What is going on? I've already done my part this morning.
Okay, your part's really just beginning.
What's going on?
I have some really, really, I don't know how you're going to take this, but I think it's disturbing. I was just talking to Tommy. He's made the announcement of the lineup of MegaFest, and your name was not mentioned. And I don't think you're going to be performing at MegaFest, man.
Who ain't going to be performing at MegaFest? Who ain't? Who ain't going to be performing at MegaFest?
Ooh, that who, though?
Tommy hasn't mentioned you.
He hasn't mentioned me in the lineup?
Not once.
Uh-oh. Okay, let me get this right. So,
who you talking
Cedric
about,
the Entertainer is the headline, and he's hosting.
I know Cedric the Entertainer's on the show. I got that. Yeah. He ain't say I was on the show.
And some other comedians, too, that he didn't mention. But
But you're not on it, though.
You're not on it.
His name never came up.
Never. He never even mentioned you.
Calm down, Eugene.
No. I'm fine. So fine. Hold on. So let me ask him. Thomas. Am I on the show of MegaFest A Time to Laugh?
It's a big lineup. There's a lot of people on the show. You got J.J. Williamson. You got Sid. You got, Shirley, what's the young lady's name? From Insecure.
He thinks you'll be offensive to the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Not Issa Rae.
He think you'll be offensive to the crowd.
Yeah, you'd be offensive.
I know I better be on this show. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because if you want things to come to be, I tell you what. Don't put me on the show. And I bet you when the fall come, I won't be doing Baby Boy, the little play date and let you in. So how you want to do that?
Uh-oh,
how you want to do it?
Well, hang on.
You better ask somebody who run out this body up in here. You better ask somebody.
Strawberry Letter coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: my wife's sister wants to tell all. Dear Stephen Shirley, a couple of years ago, I had an affair with my wife's younger sister. And yes, we both know it was wrong. My sister-in-law and I had been good friends for several years, and we never even looked at each other in a romantic way until then. My sister-in-law ended the affair after a few months, and unfortunately, our friendship also ended, which was her choice. The issue now is that she wants to tell my wife about the affair. She says she wants to tell so she can start off with a clean slate with her sister. My marriage hasn't been good for many years, but I never wanted to intentionally hurt my wife. What should I do? Please help. Oh, boy. I know you say you guys aren't friends anymore, but you're going to have to talk to the sister-in-law and persuade and convince her not to tell her sister. That would not be a good look. It just wouldn't. It would destroy your sister. It's going to destroy an already bad marriage, you're saying. It hasn't been good for years, your marriage. She can't tell. You know, this is one of those secrets you're going to have to take to the grave. Don't let the guilt, you know, of this illicit affair that you had, you two had, get the best of you and go in and hurt someone that doesn't need to be hurt. I mean, you just can't do it. It's just one of those things. You cannot tell your wife about this. She can't tell her sister. And clean the slate for what? I mean, you're cleaning it. What is that going to do? I mean, what is that going to do if she doesn't know? She doesn't know. I just wouldn't do this. I wouldn't advise this. If I were you, like I said, I would try and get to the sister-in-law and try and persuade and convince her that this is just not a good look. It's not a good thing to do because it's going to destroy a bunch of people that don't need to be destroyed. Steve?
Shirley's response used a word in it that I've never understood. The illicit affair. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. Illicit affair. Mm-hmm. Does that mean like alleged?
No, it just means wrong.
Oh, illicit.
Something means. That shouldn't happen.
Well, then it shows, shouldn't it? Is.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, you had an affair with your wife's younger sister. That older sister, younger. Your wife's sister, all the other chicks in this world, dog. All of them you could have slept with. You picked her damn sister. Boy, that's low down, homie. Yeah, it's low, dog. Ain't. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, before we even get to the end of the letter, I can't help. Let's just get this out the way right now. So if you think this should be a helpful response, ain't a damn thing I can do for you. Cause she go in there and tell it. It ain't a damn thing we can do for you. Now, we both know it was wrong. My sister-in-law had been good friends several years and we never even looked at each other in a romantic way until then. Boy, stop. You ain't never thought her little sister was fine until the day y'all did something? First of all, dog, who you think you talking to? Who do you think you talking to? You ain't thought nothing about this girl until it happened. First of all, don't write me and lie and then ask for help. You know good and well you've been looking at that little fine thing for a while. So y'all did it. The affair went on for months. Your sister-in-law ended the affair after a few months, and unfortunately, now see, this little moment of regret you having, this is stupid. Unfortunately, our friendship also ended, which was her choice. Now, what you mad about? No, you ain't mad about the friendship ending. You mad about the affair ending. Quit talking to Steve like he ain't paying no attention. The issue now is she wants to tell my wife about the affair. Boy, I don't know what you're going to do. And nothing I can tell you to do is legal. But this cannot happen.
You gonna tell him something
this
illegal?
This cannot happen. You got to think of something to do to yourself that deflects attention from this affair.
Bring it home.
You have got to do something drastic to yourself. Now, I don't know how you feel
like
about
what?
You. Let me. I'm going to tell you what you got to do in a minute because you cannot let this happen. I got 4 minutes to kill. Boy, let me tell you something. Let's just kill this letter right now. You got to do something to yourself. And I'm going to tell you that in a minute, but let me get this last line. She says she wants to tell her so she can start off clean with her sister. Let's get a couple things established here. She don't give a damn about her sister. Matter of fact, she don't even like her sister. That's why she slept with her sister's husband in the first place, because you the only one think you can get a man. I can get your man. Now, to go in there and tell her is to go nine, 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 nine. What slate you talking about cleaning? Because it's going to be doo-doo all over the slate if you walk in there and open your mouth and say this. It's going to get real, real essy up in there.
What do you need to do, though?
Sugar, honey, iced tea-ish up in there. Mm-hmm. My marriage ain't been good for a couple of years. That's another thing. It been over. It ain't worth a damn no how. But before you let her go in there and tell your sister, tell your wife that they had an affair, you need to do something to yourself. You got to divert the attention.
Come on.
And it has to be something tragic. Now, I don't know how you feel about your car, but you need to wrap it around the telephone pole.
That's what I'm
talking. You need to take this thing and drive it into the side of a warehouse building at about 40. You need both airbags to come out. And just put a mouthpiece in your mouth. Yeah. Put a mouthpiece, get your football mouthpiece, and put a helmet on. And be a crash dummy.
What?
And go on and take that wall on about 40 miles an hour. Now, you're going to break both legs. But your ass, you're going to need some type of injury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second thing, you're going to have to get a self-inflicted wound. Gunshot. You got to shoot yourself.
A gunshot?
Blow your shoulder cap off. You don't even need your shoulder cap. Because you can put extra pads in your suits.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll be back with me, and I'm going to let the fellas join in on some other stuff you can do.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter, but first, don't forget, J. Anthony Brown's Man in the Streets is coming
from
up.
From Harlem, baby.
Coming up, goodness. Yeah, straight out of Harlem. We got to get back to part two of Steve's response to this letter, though. My wife's sister wants to tell all is the subject. Steve?
We cannot let this happen.
No, can't do it.
Did you recap?
The recap is quite simple. This man slept with his wife's younger sister. He said they know it's wrong, but let's put credit where credit is due. Dog, you low. There's too many other women out here. You go get your your wife's sister, dog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then what about this skank sister she got? Mm-hmm. Obviously, she don't like her sister.
Nope.
So she gonna sleep with her man. Now, you and your stupid behind says, unfortunately, our friendship also ended, which was her choice, because you ended the affair after a few months. Unfortunately, our friendship, boy, you didn't even give a damn about that friendship. She quit sleeping with you. Something y'all should have never did. The issue now is she wants to tell my wife about the affair. She says she wants to tell her so she can start off with a clean slate with her sister. Let me explain something to you, homie. I can't really give you anything. This can't happen.
It's not going to happen.
This cannot happen. Mm-mm. Now, I don't want you to do nothing to her. Mm. But you got to do something to yourself.
You have to.
You got to divert the attention. Here's what I think. Now, the two things I've said he should do is you have to get a self-inflicted wound. Mm-hmm. You have to shoot yourself somewhere, blow a finger off something. But it needs to be, I think it's got to be up in the chest area.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you got to shoot yourself under your arm, blow your armpit off something. Got to get you in the hospital.
Mm. Yeah.
My next suggestion. You need to get in some kind of coma.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Instant
yeah.
coma.
You need a 6-month coma.
There you go.
Some 6 months coma. When you come out, don't know no damn body.
Amnesia.
That's for starters. Fellas, any ideas?
Yeah.
Well.
You got one, Junior?
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, see, the thing about it is she cannot say them words. I slept with your husband. That cannot come out. So if y'all at the dinner table and she say, listen, I got something I want to say, touch yourself with a cattle prod instantly. Right then. Knock yourself
at the
out.
Table.
Just knock yourself out at the dinner table. Right then.
What is food with this damn cattle prod?
Cattle prod. She didn't say
you gotta keep one by you. Keep it right by you.
Keep it there.
Tommy, you got one?
Put a firecracker in your mouth.
What?
And just blow all that out.
Yeah.
That takes over everything that happened. Ain't nobody trying to hear what this girl got to say. You done blew your mouth out.
Yeah, matter of fact, a cherry bomb, hammerhead.
Yeah.
Jay?
No, it's very easy. I hear you guys. I hear what you're saying. Uh-huh. But the sister has got to disappear. We don't know what happened to her. We don't know where she is.
Yeah.
And now we know that you got rid of the sister, so you got to bring up the conversation. Uh-huh. We ain't seen your sister around lately. Where's sister?
Oh, really?
Throw everybody off.
You don't know, right? Your sister ain't been around lately. What's going on? Why she just come over here every day? Where's your sister at?
Knowing that you're the one.
Yeah, you got to take her. She's got to be.
Jay.
Yeah, in a freezer somewhere, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
She's got to be in small sandwich bags somewhere.
Jay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
You cannot hurt this woman.
She's got to be hurt, Steve. There's got to be pain involved. This pain stops other pain. That's what this is about.
Okay, here's what he should do.
Come on.
This man has got to go into the bank maskless.
Mask.
No mask.
Okay.
Gun in hand.
Okay.
Note taped on his chest. Take a full 360 turn as you step up to the window so the camera can get you from all angles. She read the note. The teller give you the money. When you get the money, sit your ass down in the middle of that floor with all that money and hug it tight.
Mm-hmm.
You have got to get arrested.
Got
to
get arrested.
Or kill. Possible prison time?
No arrest needed.
Yeah.
You got to be in there, man, where they can't get to you. Yeah. You got to do some years.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got for you, though.
Take this sister out, man. We'll be finished with this.
I got it, y'all. I got it.
Yeah, all right, Tom. Yeah, man.
Take her down to Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Go storm watching, storm chasing. Soon as the tornado get close,
get her ass up in that funnel.
Yeah.
And let's fly her clean up out of here.
Yeah. In the twister.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. We get close to that funnel, that twister. Get in there and let her get the flying straight up out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we're talking like kidnapping, yeah, murder.
It's gotta be like an accident.
It, yeah, it looks like a stage accident.
Tornadoes. Yeah. Wow.
I don't want to do nothing to her. I set her house on fire.
What, Jay?
Set a house on fire.
What is that going to do?
Oh my God. Okay, so
sister house burned up.
Arson, kidnapping, murder possible.
Fly to Congo,
Africa. Like they did in the
yeah, one way ticket.
Get all your money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Borrow this for the man. Get all your money. Borrow all the money you can. Mm-hmm. And take your ass up to Cleveland. To the Garden Valley Projects. Don't nobody. And get you a room and ride it out.
Just sit there.
It's bad enough.
That's you in the projects now. Garden Valley Projects. Beautiful, beautiful hideout place.
That's pretty good there.
While she in Cleveland, she can go to he can take her to the game tonight. Mm. No, he can just go to the game by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And just go out there on the floor and slap LeBron.
Security gonna snatch your behind him so fast.
That's gonna get you killed.
Yeah. 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 You gonna get severely beat.
At the same time.
That could be the coma we looking for. Mm-hmm. That could be the coma. Yeah. But that's what has to happen. But she cannot say these words.
No, she can't say nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
You gotta come up
this is some craziness. We'll be back.
Man in the street.
All right, as promised, it's that time. J. Anthony Brown in the building with his man in the streets. What you got for us today,
man,
Jay?
In the street, everybody. This is where we ask a question to all the people in the street, and then we bring them back here and discuss it. Mm-hmm. Good one today.
Oh, yeah?
The ones today. Who is your ride or die person? You get in a jam. You need somebody to come get you. Mm-hmm. No questions asked. Mm-hmm. Who would you call? Check it out, y'all. Hey, everybody. J. Anthony Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The question is, you're in a jam, you're in a pickle, you need somebody to come get you. Who you gonna call? No questions asked.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve ain't gonna come get you, man. I'm gonna call my mama. Just not gonna, he's very busy.
My mama.
I may call my brother Jay.
My mom, rest in peace, but that's the only person I would have called. I'm calling out to God first, but I'm calling my mom.
And God gonna send somebody.
Yeah, they gonna send my mom or somebody liking to her.
Well, I would call probably Lynn Lawson.
Lynn Lawson will come and get you.
She's one of my very best friends.
The closest person to be my roommate.
My daughter.
My mother.
My best friend, Lynette.
No questions asked. Just Lynette is going to roll and get you.
Yep, she will.
Jay the Brown for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're in a jam. You're in a pickle. You need to call your friend to come get you. Who you going to call?
That's a great question. I have about two or three good friends I can call.
Now, are you capable of doing something where you might need them to come and get you?
I hope not.
I'm going to call my mom because I know she can handle it.
I would call my wife. It depends on how serious the situation is.
Okay, well, it's very serious.
My grandpa.
How about you?
Yeah, grandpa.
Grandpa? Y'all have the same grandpa? Yeah. Oh, okay. So what about if y'all both in trouble? Which one is he going to pick first?
Yeah, wherever he's
closest. One he's closest.
I'm going to call Solo.
Who's Solo?
Solo's my boy.
Solo's not going to ask you any questions.
No, he coming day or night, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning.
My husband, no questions. I guess my daughter.
My wife.
Your wife? Your wife won't ask any questions.
Oh, yeah, she's going to ask some questions.
Who you going to call that won't ask any questions?
My uncle.
Right. Yeah. Hey, everybody, you're Shirley James around for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The question is, you're in a jam, you're in a pickle. Who you going to call to come get you? No questions asked.
Ghostbusters.
I'm not sure anymore.
All right.
My mama.
Are you capable of doing something that somebody would have to come and get you? No questions asked.
Aren't we all?
That was
I like
cute,
it, Jay.
I like that one.
That was good.
A couple of people I probably would call.
Who?
I wouldn't call my girl because it'd be questions.
Uh-huh. And you don't want any questions.
No, I want a question. Uh-huh. I'd call Steve if I need money, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get the money. Mm-hmm. Steve ain't going to come get you.
No. He'll send someone.
He gonna, so I got to call James House to come and get me. No, he going to send the money, but then I got to call House to come and get me.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
House?
How about you, Shirley?
A lot of people said their mom. I like that answer. Yeah.
Who would you call, Shirley?
I'd probably call my husband right now.
Yeah.
He probably
no
wouldn't.
No questions?
He probably wouldn't ask me any questions. And if he did, I wouldn't answer.
No questions.
Yeah, but I'd probably call Nesto.
Nesto,
Tommy. He come.
I got to tell you, man, I'm calling my number two. She coming. She ride or die, Jay.
Not.
Jay, she ride or die. She coming.
I'm just calling your number two to come get you.
What?
Check the bottom boys quiet.
She's not going to ask no question.
Nothing. Roll on in there and get me.
Roll and get you. Yeah. No problem.
She didn't ask anything when you said you were getting married.
No.
Nothing.
No issues. No nothing.
You think this is a good thing to discuss on the air like this?
This is the second day you talk about
number two. Ride it down. Ride it down.
What does thinking have to do with this?
And drop you off at your house.
Outside the gate. You don't want to see that. You got to walk a little ways, but still.
Okay.
Wow.
Not right up to the door.
Who would Steve call?
Steve, who would you call?
Yeah, Jay said he would call you, Steve.
I'd call you because I need your money. I'd call Steve. But he ain't coming to get you, though. Not at all. No.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
If you're in a bind, you need
ride
to
die.
Who would you call?
Oh, I'm going to call Marjorie, though.
No questions.
No questions.
Oh, no, dog. She coming.
But what if...
She coming.
But what if what?
Nothing.
But what if what?
He just...
You think she's going to ask questions, Tommy? Is that what you're thinking?
You know, it can always be questions. You want to avoid questions.
Okay, well, call you if you're in a bind where? Are you specifically talking about a certain bind?
Ride or die, no question.
Yeah. No question.
That's Jay's question.
Ride or die, no question. No.
Mm-hmm. No questions asked.
No, I call Marjorie, man, because Marjorie, she a fast thinker. She going to do something. She going to get her man. Now, if... She ain't there. Yeah, I'm gonna have to call Greg Calhoun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll call.
All right. So your boy, your friend. Yeah.
Oh, he gonna call Greg Calhoun. Gonna work it out. Yeah. He got connect. He gonna call somebody.
Okay. Everybody gonna have to ride or die.
Yeah, you gotta have
ride or die. Right. I call my husband in a minute.
No questions asked.
Oh, no, he wouldn't ask questions.
Well,
no.
He know not that.
Oh, I call Marjorie. There's gonna be some questions.
But that's the question.
You're right, Steve. No, now, if my husband had to call me, I'd be asking.
Oh, you talking about, we'll call you with no questions?
We'll come and get you with no questions.
Come and get
you. Oh, Calhoun, come get you. Oh, we're going to talk all the way back home.
All right. For me, Jay, it'd be different. It depends on what we're doing. It's got to be either if we talking speeding ticket or something illegal. Because them two different phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, if I do something legal, no doubt, Ryan Craig, no doubt. Call him two first name. Ryan Craig, be there, no problem.
Would your sister come get you, Junior?
Craig. Yeah, she lives for stuff like that. She'll throw everything I said about it behind her back.
She lives for stuff like that.
Oh, they in here messing with you, bro. I got this. That's her thing.
Taking selfish.
She's unselfish in that illegal department.
Okay. All right. It's illegal. So we, I didn't even know Junior.
Most of us have been in those situations. Though.
No questions.
Speaking of, okay. I don't know if we have time to tell you guys this story, but the smell of weed in the Cavaliers locker room.
We know exactly.
Throw that out there.
Nah, they want to blame it on weed. That was a smell of ass whooping. That's what the smell.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe that at all.
Just say he always got his shirt off.
We'll talk about it. Right or Wrong from the Nephew and Junior coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. It's time for one of your favorite segments from the Nephew and Junior, Right or Wrong. You be the judge.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, Right or Wrong, Junior and Fool is always involved.
Shut up, Junior.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I'm right. And that's the problem that we have. If you can't never understand the angle that I'm coming from, you don't never know how to, you don't look at life the way I look at it.
Don't
that's
know
the
why.
Problem. Okay. So are you going to side with Junior, basically?
Well, no, I'm pretty sure your number two will go with
can
you.
Can you stay neutral? And
okay,
just, all right,
I'm
can you just
bad.
Hear me?
He's right. Absolutely right. I know what it is.
Thank you. Okay. I told him last night, I said, and then he hung up on me. But listen to me. I told him, ham, all hams had a disease first. Then it was cured. That's why people can eat it now. Am I right, Unc? Ham, like, might have had Ebola or something. I don't know, but ham had a disease first. Then it was cured.
Come on.
Now people can eat it now. And that's why you see people eating ham.
Cured ham, right. Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't have time for that argument.
You have to have been sick in order to have been cured.
Mm-hmm.
The ham was sick, boy. Then the ham became cured.
Wow.
I told you.
When have you ever heard somebody eating uncured ham?
They don't have it.
Nobody sitting there eating no sick ham. That's stupid. Uh-huh. People eat cured ham, man. That's how it go. You eat cured ham. No, nobody deliberately going to sit there and eat some sick ham.
They don't even sell it. You're right.
Am I right or wrong, huh?
You're absolutely right. You ain't got to get an okay from him. You're right. You don't need them. You're right. Right
Thank
is right.
You, Jay.
Come on, Jay. That's your boy.
You're a ham. You must right. be a ham eater, Jay.
Not right.
I can't even have ham. I'm a diabetic. I got no business with no ham.
You can't eat cured or uncured ham.
There is no such thing as uncured.
Uncured.
That's sick, boy. You don't eat that. That would be a ham that had the flu or the Ebola or something crazy, you know?
That's an ignorant fool right here, boy.
Or the rickets or something like that. Remember the rickets?
So what did the ham have for it was cured? Like, what was it?
The ham could have had chicken pox. It could have had anything.
Yeah. Chicken pox.
Mumps. It could have had anything. But ham now it's cured.
Pie. Ham could have had the mumps, measles.
See what I'm saying? But when you cure it,
the whooping
now
cough.
It's okay for you to eat it.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm
Steve. Now
that's
now,
why it has that stamp on there. USD means it's been expected. Mm-hmm. It's been cured. You can
thank
now enjoy
you.
It. It wouldn't put
you.
That stamp on there for nothing. It's on there. It's stamp it.
It's cured.
Cured.
It's cured.
I would think uncured means like fresh.
No,
like,
uncured is sick.
Okay.
It's sick.
He's convinced, Carla.
Okay.
I don't even have to get into
this.
Why is Steve
so quiet?
I just.
I think neutral is the best place for me.
Okay,
no,
now,
Steve,
now,
you have
okay,
to
let
be
me
the
ask
judge.
You this here.
He's stupid.
Let me ask you this here, because this is another one. This is what we were talking about before.
What,
we
what about
ham.
There are a lot of people who don't eat pork, though, Tom.
Well, they just don't. Well, what do you mean?
There's a lot of people for religious reasons don't eat pork.
Well, I'm not talking to them people.
I'm
talking to people who eat ham. They eat, you need to know.
Ham eaters.
Yeah, I'm talking to
ham
eaters.
So Thanksgiving, the ham on the table is cured.
Yeah.
Yes. Or it wouldn't be on the unless you're gonna sit there and eat some sick food. Stupid. You're stupid.
That is just
if you
stupid.
Would do that.
That's stupid, Junior. Now you're getting stupid. Now
you know, this
would
kill
really
me.
Stupid.
You always talking about I'm stupid. Yeah. This boy gonna
He's
sit
the
there
one
and eat some sick ham.
Now you become really stupid.
Jay rides with
you. Okay. Now, I want to get you clearing on this. Just hear me out. This
You're right
is what we was arguing about
say
before
it.
That. This is what we was arguing about. Thank you, Jay. Tell this fool that a hearse can ride in the carpool. Tell him, Unc. Tell him a hearse can be in the carpool.
In the carpool lane.
You know, you have to have two people in. Would you tell him that the hearse can be
in the carpool lane?
In the carpool
you're
lane.
You talking about the HOV lane?
Yeah.
The HOV lane. Tell him a hearse can be over there.
You ever seen one over there?
Only if somebody's in there. Yeah, but it can't.
It's two or more bodies.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
So if you if there's a funeral procession going on, you can get in the HOV lane.
But you're specifically talking about the hearse.
The hearse is what I'm talking about.
If there's so a body in there, you can ride in the HOV lane.
The driver and the person in the back allows you to get in the HOV lane. Am I lying?
The dead person in the back?
It's a person,
Where
Shirley.
Is the hearse going in a hurry?
It need to be an HOV.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying. You know, sometimes when it's traffic.
That's true,
why
Steve.
Is it in the HOV lane?
I don't know.
And
why
other people with the flags on their antenna get in there. What do they do at funerals now? Because ain't no more antennas.
No, they still got flags on
the procession, all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you put the person in the front, too, you will get no questions asked. They won't say nothing to you. Put granddaddy up in the front.
Till we get where we're going.
Fix his hand in a wave position and then keep on driving.
So, am I right or wrong? You got surely not.
Come on, Steve.
Ham and the carpool.
Yeah, you're absolutely wrong about the hearse.
Huh?
It's two people in the vehicle.
They don't know that unless they open it.
Okay, we got to go to a song.
Never take my side, man. Never.
Talk about these calves when we come back and this weed. All right, we kind of teased this story earlier. It's about weed. It was about the Cavaliers. Here's the actual story. It says journalists have confirmed there was a strong smell of weed in the Cavaliers locker room after the team's loss to the Warriors during the NBA finals. Well, we all know marijuana is legal in the state of California. Journalist Brian Weinhorst told ESPN that there was definitely a smell of marijuana in the Cavs locker room, but explained that it could have easily been from a member of the media. Okay. Game three is tonight anyway. In Cleveland, the Cavs are down to nothing. All right.
I think it was just somebody in there that had been smoking, had it in their clothes, and was in the room. I really don't believe that Cavaliers would be that stupid.
No. And it could have been, like you said, a member of the media.
But you know, butt whipping and weed smell the same. It really does. It has the same odor. You get your behind whooped and weed.
That's what you turn.
Well, tonight they have to turn it around, don't you?
Yeah. Let's hope
so. Yeah, they have to.
Yeah.
You can't lose this one.
Too many light skinned guys out there.
It's in Cleveland. It's in Cleveland, so that's a plus.
This one has to be won because if you go down 3-0, you're not coming.
I like what LeBron said. Well, it's not the same team.
Let's not panic, though. You know, Golden State did exactly what they're supposed to do. They won at home.
LeBron said it's not the same team. It's not the same team.
Perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we got to go to Golden State, and we got to steal.
Have to.
You should be rooting for seven games, though.
That's all I can root for.
Because
what I don't think they're going to do is whoop them twice.
Yeah.
Then go back out there, whoop them again, then bring them back home, whoop them again. I don't see Golden State losing four games. But then they did, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh.
The different team, not the same team.
That was LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Not the same team, not the same team.
Mm-hmm. Well, if LeBron lose, you ask him a question, he kind of testy, though. Really?
He's supposed to. A behind whooping to do that to you, man.
He's supposed to. You're supposed to be testy when you lose. If you're happy and jovial when you lose, you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was kind of
there. All right. You guys going to watch the game tonight, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Are you going to watch the game?
Yeah.
You can't watch the game?
Yeah, you got to watch the game.
You got to watch the game.
No, sir.
It's
unless
tough
the Cavs
on
is up by 50.
Well, you won't be watching it.
In the fourth quarter.
I'll be
comfortable with that.
In the fourth quarter.
It's a wing stop, man.
I just talked trash about the outcome. I can't talk about no plays.
I can't watch it. Yeah, it'll be hard. Okay, moving on. A recent survey, check this out, guys, found that more people than you might think are actually having sex at the workplace. In the survey, 11% admitted that they have had sex in the office with a coworker, while 4% said they'd done it with a non-employee. The majority did it after office hours, but around a third figured out a way to get away during working hours, too. Yes.
They doing it on the job.
I done been on Steve's desk. Hear me when I tell you.
In his office? What? Did you want to say that now,
what?
Though? Yeah.
What? Amen. What? What did you say?
Uh-oh.
Nothing, dog. Nothing. I said you're going to get tested, bro.
Really? It's his desk?
He has some nerve, huh, Steve?
You're going to let this come between us right here.
All I'm saying, Steve, you need to get you some Lysol.
Doing what?
Lots of Lysol.
11% of workers.
It goes on all the time.
Just that's get a lot. You a lot of Lysol.
Is that your skin?
You didn't know, Steve? You didn't suspect anything?
Well, I should have knew back when you were dating me, honey. I saw some a honey baked rapper land.
All right, let's go to these jams. We'll be back. All right, we got to say, it's a very special day today. We have to say, well, happy posthumous day, I guess. Belated birthday. Today would have been Prince's 59th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah. Of course, he died a year ago.
Truly missed.
In April. April 21st.
Is that considered
exact.
Belated, though?
No, it's not.
No.
It,
no,
how do you say
because
it?
Because he's gone. Posthumously.
Posthumously. Mm-hmm. He would have been.
Yeah.
And would have been.
Mm-hmm.
She said it.
Yeah. 59 years old.
Wow.
I can't even imagine that because he looks so good.
It's a it's weird as to who's gone and as opposed to who's still here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to call any names and put anybody on blast, but
specific.
Think of the ones that are gone and
the great
still
ones
around.
Are gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great ones gone.
Oh, my goodness. Whitney, mm-hmm.
Michael, oh, but you're going to do it, though, ain't you?
They what? No, I'm not.
You think he's going
to
name
what
names?
Do you have, Jay? No. A list of people who you would love
no,
to
I would,
replace?
I would never. No, I would never.
Oh, yes, you
but
would.
But it came out of your mouth.
That'd
so.
Be very rude to me.
Well.
You know, say certain people are still here when Prince is gone.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Why would I do that?
It's on the tip of your tongue, though. I see it right there.
I mean, Chucky Duck is still working, and he should still work. I'm just saying.
Chucky Ducky Quack.
Still, I mean, Chucky Ducky Quack Quack should still be here.
You don't need a lot of
encouragement. Hamburger, still here. And he should still work. Yeah, just work for him. I'm not saying. I never say that about anybody.
Okay.
Bert.
Bo Hannon is still with us today.
The great ones.
Caribbean Queen still around. That guy's still working.
Billy Ocean.
Billy Ocean
yeah.
is still here.
Mm. I hate you.
Mm. I would never do anything like that.
No.
Wish them, you know, harm.
Junior.
The great ones are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, man, I'm scared to ask you, but it's time for truth, dude.
Oh, no, you're not going to do this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're so live right now. So live right now. Anybody have a favorite? What's your favorite Prince song, Steve?
Adore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah,
a great one.
That's
adore.
A great one.
That is a great song.
That's a great one.
Hands down, my all-time favorite.
Yeah. I think I like that. The beautiful ones.
What's the one song? Dilly Beloved. That's the one I like.
Oh, yeah.
I like Let's Go Crazy.
Is that dance music?
The one he ripped off from a Yana Van Zandt. Dilly Beloved. He ripped that off from her.
That's what does cry.
There was a lawsuit. She sued him. Prince, you stole my song. Beloved is mine. Hug your brother.
Why is he so stupid?
Because it's necessary. Because it's necessary.
So let me get this straight. Yeah. Prince ripped off Iyanla Van Zandt.
She's been saying Beloved for years. And Prince stole it. Okay. Dearly Beloved, go hug your brother.
Prince said that.
Get through this thing called life.
What is your favorite Prince song, Jay?
Oh, the one that starts Dilly Beloved.
When Dale's crying.
The one he ripped off from Iyanla Van Zandt.
What is that? Dilly Beloved.
It's when doves cry.
No, it's not doves.
It's not doves cry.
No.
Is it 1999?
Let's go crazy.
We gather here today.
Let's go crazy.
Sorry.
Prince stole my sound.
Purple Rain soundtrack, for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Somebody.
Oh, all right, we'll be back to close out the show with just one more thing when we come back. All right, time for just one more thing. Just one more thing. We have to talk about Steve's mentoring camp. That's going down next weekend. Yeah. This is for all of you in the Steve Harvey Nation. We love you. We love you. The Harvey Foundation Mentoring Camp is next week.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. I can't say that to you, Jim.
Oh. No.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, talk about that.
Okay. What's happening, Steve?
No, I'm off. I've got my days mixed up. Sure. Yeah. I apologize, sweetheart. I'm so, so sorry.
No, don't say nothing.
Because I got to say
you've been
crazy.
Where we at? So what are we talking about for today?
Well, we were talking about the mission of the
today?
Stephen Marvin.
Yes, today.
Right now. We're
as
live.
As we speak. Uh-huh.
As we speak.
As we live. Speak. As the words are coming out of your mouth. Yes.
I just got to be. No, for sure.
The Stephen Marjorie Harvey Foundation.
Is next week or is we doing something?
It's next week, baby. Next week. Mm-hmm.
The mentoring camp is next week. It starts next Tuesday through Sunday. I will have 250 boys out at the camp. Man, what a life-changing experience. That's become my life's work. That's what I'm most dear to my heart. Man, I'm going to release some videos and show you some kids to help get through college. I'm going to show you some kids that this program has gotten into the military. I want to show you some kids that are turned their life completely around. I'm going to show you some boys that was in youth detention centers who are now making good grades in school. I'm going to show you kids graduating from high school who were in gangs. I'm going to show you some kids graduating from Morehouse from North Carolina, I got so many boys I'm going to show you on the website of how really, really well this program works. If you want to help us, if you want to make a contribution, so many people, whatever you have to give, the more you can give, the more boys I can change. When I went last year and I got on that treadmill and that bike and that elliptical machine for a month, I was able to double the amount of boys at the camp, more so, even more than double. I took it up to 250. My goal next year is to bring 500 boys to the camp.
Wow.
My goal next year is to bring 500 boys to the camp. And then I want to expand the program from 100 boys on my satellite programs to 250. I could do more with the 500 because I could have them longer if over the summer. I can't have them that long during the school year, so I just have them for 3 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, on my satellite program. But if you would make a contribution, you can text a number. Just pick up your phone, go to where you text, and on the line that says 2, type in 91999. On the line that says 2, text in 91999. Then in the text block where you're texting, just text to Steve and press send, and it'll tell you what to do. And you can help us, man. You can help us change lives. So important that we change these young boys' lives.
Yeah, and if you need
boys and girls, actually.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Any more information, go to harveyfoundation.com. That's harveyfoundation.com.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great, Steve.
It is.
Next weekend, Father's Day weekend, right?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Nothing's coming. Nothing's happening.
You don't get a gift on Father's Day?
Ever gotten a gift. Nothing.
I mean, you've
got a gift. Value.
Okay, no, you've got a gift, just nothing that
it's like, why
treasure.
Bother? Why bother? Who are we fooling here?
What are some of the
lime green socks? I've gotten lime green socks. Before lime green socks were in, now they're in.
When were they in? They're in now.
Now you can wear lime green socks. Yeah. Nobody was saying anything. But back in the day, lime green socks. I got a lot of half of stuff, like stuff that was eaten. You know, and some of the candy is missing. Well, I ate some.
Wow, man. I think this year, man, I might get a really couple cool gifts.
That's what are you looking for? What would you want? What would you
like?
Well,
I asked my kids for a really, really nice robe.
Robe?
A robe?
Yeah. A really, really nice robe.
Okay.
But they all working now, so, you know, chip in, make it happen.
Oh, okay. A nice robe.
Yeah, I through the ass in some, but you know, so did y'all's college nice education. Yeah, threw me into something.
Mm-hmm. How much a robe like that cost when you begin?
Oh, they high. I ain't even gonna lie to
you. You're expensive.
Is it like a smoking jacket?
No, this long. How much you think, Tommy? Let's go and play this ignorant game. Come on, half rich.
Roll for you by $750.
What a robe?
I like to start the bid at $400.
What did it cost, though?
$50. That's a $1,500 robe. I've seen that robe. That robe's
$1,500.
Yeah, easily.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like cashmere or something?
It's like cashmere. Comes with money in the pockets.
You're not bathing. You're not bathing like that, though.
Guess again.
Yeah.
Guess again. He said. Yeah. How much? Said 750.
You said more than 1,500.
Yes.
$5
a robe.
No
robe. Well, okay, describe the robe to us. Maybe
it's $5,000.
No. Don't describe the robe. Describe the shower you take.
How much is the robe?
It's not for showering, man. It's for lounging.
How much is the robe?
It's high, man.
$5,000? I still ain't there yet.
It must be silk and cashmere.
Is it made out of
like
mink?
That.
What is
it? Yeah.
Velvet?
What kind is it?
How much, huh?
Hey, man, let's just let it go.
Okay.
Everybody wants to know how much the robe is.
My kids
how much
got
is the
jobs,
robe?
All of them.
Man.
They got to work that hard to get this one robe?
Hey, man, y'all have a great weekend, man.
It takes a village. Up,
God almighty.
Take a village to make a run.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.